Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
But I know the reason why you keep your silence up. No, you don't fool me. The hurt doesn't show, but the pain's too rose. Some stranger to you and me.
Safest way to go is let the pros do it. And the city of Pensacola getting ready for what they say is the largest 4th of July fireworks show ever. It's being hosted by the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, Pensacola Young Professionals, and Cat Country Radio. It'll feature 1,400 rockets and last about 18 minutes, they say. The fireworks will launch from the port of Pensacola in a barge there. A unique feature of the show this year, it'll be synchronized to music from Cat Country Radio. Radio personality and good guy Brent Lane says to bring a radio and get the best of the experience.
Bob Zalarski with the good guy endorsement for my good friend Brent Lane, who is, what, about 30 feet away from me right now through two rooms apart. But he talked about last night about the fireworks show tonight.
This is the one time where the what you see in the air matches up with what's on the radio. And if you have a platform that you're streaming, you won't quite get the same effect. But if you've got that over-the-air radio where you're watching, whether it's in your car or something you brought to hang out while you're on Bayfront, like when the rockets red glare, you should be seeing red rockets. It's going to be amazing.
It always is. 9 o'clock downtown Pensacola. You can see it from Bayfront. Of course, before that, the symphony performs over at Community Maritime Park. We'll be carrying both of those, actually, this year, is my understanding. Cat Country normally does we do the symphony, they do the music, 98.7. But this year, I think we're carrying both of those here on News Radio and also on Cat Country. And he's right. If you're on the app, you got a little bit of a delay. It can get in the way. So over the air, or as John Pickens would say, in the air tonight.
I know. Didn't you like that choice?
Thank you. I appreciate that. Also, if you live in the city of Pensacola, in the state of Florida, it's legal to blow off fireworks today and New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, right, and only those days, unless you live in a municipality which has created a restriction against that, such as the city of Pensacola.
Anything that explodes or flies is illegal in the city of Pensacola. And I know that can get confusing because of the state law that says that those type of fireworks can be used on New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, and the 4th of July. But anytime you have a local ordinance or law, that will supersede the state.
That's exactly right. On this topic, a lot of times the state preempts these kinds of rules to themselves. This is one of those weird cases where the state was like specifically providing for the ability of local municipalities to prohibit. And the city of Pensacola does have a 365 and a quarter, because there's a quarter day, because that's why we have leap days. Anyway, 365 or six, depending on the year, day prohibition against fireworks in the city. Officer Mike Wood, of course, the PIO for PPD, who we'll talk to later at 7:35. Talking to Channel 3 last night.
Cheap thing to do is to go downtown and watch a free show. I understand there's going to be more fireworks this year than there has been in the past, which is great news for everybody. We just want everybody to go out and be safe. We don't want anybody to get hurt. And hopefully everybody on Friday will have the same amount of fingers that they've got today.
Did he just say same amount of fingers?
Yes.
Oh, wow. I guess they've seen it all, haven't they?
Well, I think the PPD Facebook page, if I remember correctly, had a post about this maybe yesterday or the day before. No, it was yesterday. Before you make that last-minute trek to Alabama for fireworks, look down at your hands, count your fingers, and decide if you want to start July 5th with the same number of digits. Remember, discharging fireworks is illegal in the city of Pensacola, limits per city ordinance. Other than permitted public firework displays, sparklers are allowed. Also, bring us back some jerky from Bucky's. And then it's got some pretty gruesome x-rays of hand injuries.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
And these are like, I don't know how to describe this on the radio.
Whoa.
You know,
yeah.
Let's just say those are no longer participating metatarsals. Or is it carpals? I always forget which one's foot and which one's hand, but I think maybe it's carpals or the hand. It doesn't really, because carpal tunnel syndrome. So metacarpals are missing or separated, or they're in the picture but not adjoining.
Yeah.
Let's just put it that way.
It's hard to describe.
And, of course, if you really want the absolute best safety advice, you got to listen to Terry.
Hey, hold on. Hold. Two car come. You got two car come two different ways.
Well, not so much Terry as Terry's relative who was videoing Terry in the wheelchair on the 4th of July, not making great plans for what was about to happen.
Bag up, Terry. Put it in reverse, Terry. Put it in reverse. Oh, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Oh, Jesus. What you doing, Terry? Terry, what's going on?
Now, John, I hate to ask this question live on the radio. You and I haven't been working together all that long, but you do know the Terry video.
Yes.
Okay, because you acted a little bit like you hadn't heard it before. And so
I hadn't heard it in a while. Okay. But
every year, good safety tip, Terry. Back up, Terry! Oh, Lord, Terry! John Pickens has got traffic safety, fireworks safety, 4th of July, traffic on the fives.
That's right. Not seeing any accidents on the big board right now. I-10, I-110 all flowing smoothly. Even Highway 90 going from Pace to Pensacola is looking good. Other than that, I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
So, yes, tonight fireworks going 9 o'clock and a lot of other fireworks around the area. It's the big one to go to the fireworks show in Pensacola. Takes off at 9 o'clock and synchronized music on Cat Country and News Radio this year. If you're oh, Lord, Terry, it's always one of my I had listened to it again last night just in reminder preparation, and I was dying the whole time. If you're thinking about your next vehicle, trying to decide what to buy, where to go, Frontier is like, start there, okay? Because what they've got is a wide selection, 300 different cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, Jeeps, sedans, sports cars, compacts, pickup trucks, like all the stuff, okay? And you can sample instead of just, you know, you go here for your Toyota, you go there for your GM, you go there for your Hondas. Yeah, I mean, all in one place. You don't have to drive all around town to try different things. In fact, that selection is why we went there originally and why we wound up buying our Honda Odyssey from them, is because in the whole area, we got told that our Dodge Grand Caravan, the car that we had bought when we had our oldest son, so it was time. I mean, he was, 16 at the time? 17? Anyway, and so we'd had this car, and it wasn't new when we bought it. So we drive cars into the ground. That's how we do. And the Grand Caravan was going, but it had 6 months. It had a main gasket that was going to go, or head gasket that was going to go. But it wasn't gone. It was just going. Well, we do what's smart, which is we don't need to replace this car yet. We're going to just go test drive the car we think we want and make sure that's the year and the make that we want. That way, when time comes, we're not trying to figure out which one and where to buy it. We're just figuring out where to buy it. So we went to drive a Honda Odyssey, and nobody had one. They had just switched model years. The pre-owned certified the Honda dealers. You couldn't drive them because people were buying them before they were available to be driven, and it was just like weird catch-22. We called it our unicorn. Frontier had one. They had one that happened to be the color we wanted. It was the year we wanted. It had 12,000 miles on it, and we looked at it to make sure, and then they're like, well, do you want to take a look at a price? Yeah. Oh, that's a good price. Can you come down? Yeah. Can you give us a date? Yeah. Can you come down? Yeah. Can we buy it? Yeah. I mean, like, that's how we bought a car. It was that easy because the price was so good on exactly the car we wanted based on the selection that they had, which was amazing. So when I say Frontier Motors has been serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway, I mean that.
Got a bug problem or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies targets and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, Insect offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. Insect Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the Insect family today online at insect.net. That's ENSEC.net.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like... the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jan Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Trek Bicycle Store of Pensacola is the area's premier bicycle store and full-service repair shop for all makes and models. They specialize in top-notch customer service with the largest selection of e-bikes around. Trek Store has a full line of bike accessories and racks and can fit all riders from a child's first to seniors. Locally owned and operated by Robbie Mott, serving cyclists for over 20 years, you'll experience the best at Trek Bicycle Store of Pensacola, 701 East Cervantes Street, and online at TrekStoreGulfCoast.com.
On September 11th, 2001, an operations officer placed a call asking if a crew could be ready to fly. U.S. Naval Aviator Aaron Dimmock answered that call. Working largely in silence, Dimmock defended America. Now he's ready to answer the call yet again. Pro-Trump conservative Aaron Dimmock for Congress. Florida Patriots PAC, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
It's News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, the website, the app, or your smart device. It's news on your terms.
That was not cool.
Just don't give it from your fingers today with the fireworks. That's the idea. 622 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. By the way, it is kind of, there is sort of this weird paradox surrounding fireworks and the United States of America. Because on the one hand, we are celebrating, right, freedom. We are celebrating a war of independence from Britain. You know, the meme on Facebook is, have fun at work tomorrow, Britain. You know, like that kind of thing, right? You've seen that 100 times,
yes.
I'm sure. Okay, so it's freedom. It's we're remembering the, you know, the bombs bursting in air. That's kind of the idea of fireworks. It reminds us of the warfare, and it's also just plain fun to blow things up. But then that behavior, that celebratory behavior, is made illegal in the city of Pensacola. So that's a restriction on freedom, right? I mean, that's what a law is a restriction on freedom. So then, is it American to break the law in order to celebrate the revolution, which was a breaking of the law against the king? You know, it's an exercise of your freedom in order to do the thing that you're... You follow the paradox here? Like, is it more American to disobey the law on the 4th of July specifically because... Anyway, just I find it an interesting question. And I won't give you my own perspective on this except to say that I have a lot of cop friends and I want you to be safe. But there is something kind of American about doing stupid, dangerous things. And I don't know. I think we've all done stupid, dangerous things in our lives. And if you don't do any stupid, dangerous things at all in your life, then you turn out different. And not in a good way. 623 here on News Radio Pensacola. We got Steve in this morning for David Wayne with the headline. Steve?
Well, good morning. A record-breaking number of people are expected to travel for the 4th of July. AAA predicts about 71 million people are going to travel about 50 miles or more during the holiday period, which, of course, runs through July the 7th. That's up basically 5% from last year. Hurricane Beryl has weakened to a Category 3 storm. The National Hurricane Center says the Caribbean storm has winds of about 125 miles an hour, which has diminished from its high of 165 a couple of days ago. It's moving away from Jamaica, where it killed at least one person. Beryl has killed at least 8 people so far in its rampage to the Caribbean. It's now about 100 miles southeast of the Cayman Islands and expected to create dangerous storm surges when it sweeps past those islands later today. Conservationists have something to celebrate in Manatee County. Anna Maria Island Turtle Watch and Shorebird Monitoring announced yesterday a new sea turtle nesting record has been set. On Tuesday, 546 nests were counted. That breaks by 3, the old record that was set 5 years ago. They've been counting those nests since 83, and there's still a few more months to go to break the record. Nesting season runs through September, and also the group says the first hatch of the season took place on Saturday. So all wildlife right. is making a comeback.
All right, Steve, thanks so much for the update. I don't know if any of you have been paying attention to the model tracks for Beryl, but, you know, one of the things that I think anybody who's been watching this noticed is that at first it was just going due west, almost even, I think, if I remember, it was going a little west and then by southwest at first, once it got over the Yucatan Peninsula. And then it was going due west, and then it was going west by southwest. And now the most current track has it, you know, going over the Yucatan Peninsula and then gradually bending to an almost, I hate to say it, north by northwest trajectory. And a couple of the outlier models, you know how there's always, you know, 53 different spaghetti models. And then two of them are always going to be like, and this one goes to Greenland, you know. And that's kind of what you got, is a couple of them actually going to Louisiana. And if you've been watching this, you might think, oh, no. Well, okay, look, what do we always say? The, you know, things can change. What you don't expect can happen. Sally, Ivan, we have experience. But the thing to keep in mind about this storm is that it's going to be weak even if it comes anywhere close to us. Because it's only going to be, like, once it's going to downgrade to a Category 1 by the time it gets west of the Yucatan Peninsula. So, now, I know one is still a hurricane, a tropical storm is still a tropical storm, but even on the sort of worst case of what we might be even remotely looking at with regards to this storm, very, very, very little affect us. Now, we've out, now to say that is also say that this has significantly disrupted the weather pattern around here. We had, what was it, Tuesday night when we had winds toward the northwest.
Right.
And we were getting all this rain, and my wife's like, the wind is going the wrong way. It doesn't go that way. And so I pulled up the map, and I'm like, oh, that's Beryl. Long-range effects of that thing. So anyway, John Pickens got traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now. Seeing a small little delay if you're at Olive Road and Davis Highway, but nothing really that's going to slow down your day. Highway 90 rolling from Pace to Pensacola is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. To celebrate freedom, the United States government is now requiring that a convicted rapper submit all of his proposed rap lyrics to them for approval before. I know. You've got, let's see, the guy's name is BG. That's short for Baby Gangsta, in case you didn't
know. Oh, I didn't know, but
yeah,
thank you.
No, we're all more well-informed now. Born Christopher Dorsey, former member of the Cash Money Records group Hot Boys. All of these things make me laugh. Fellow New Orleans rappers Lil Wayne and Juvenile, I don't want to mispronounce something that's already being mispronounced. In 2012, he was sentenced to 14 years on illegal gun possession charges, and he's currently on supervised release.
Mm-hmm.
You say, well, why would he? Okay, I'll tell you. Prosecutors wanted him to be barred from promoting and glorifying future gun violence or murder in his songs or at shows while he is on the supervised release. The judge denied that, but the judge did rule that a ban, a total ban, would violate his free speech rights.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But he did order the rapper to pre-clear song lyrics with the government going forward. If the songs are found to be inconsistent with his rehabilitation goals, prosecutors can request that the terms of the rapper's supervised release be more strict. So say some words, not all the words you want to say, and if we don't approve your words, we could actually restrict your supervised release. He was arrested in March after performing at a concert in Las Vegas. That's where he lives, alongside Boosie and Gucci Mane, two of my favorites, who have felony convictions. And one of the typical conditions of supervised release is you can't associate with known felons.
Mm-hmm.
And he was released after attorneys pointed out that halfway house monitors had given him permission to be at this event or whatever with them. So anyway, it's interesting because you've got this kind of question of whether rap lyrics can be used as evidence against people accused of crimes in trials, especially if they're the ones who issued those rap lyrics. You know, if you sing about a crime or you rap about a crime, can that be used as evidence against you in court? That's an open question, you know, and that's kind of one of these things. Is that just artistic free speech? Is that a confession? And so that's kind of in the zone of this conversation about this one rapper who now has to get his lyrics pre-cleared by the U.S. government before he can
Now, do you think it's just for albums or a live show? Or because live shows, you don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, you might improvise. Yeah. And what if you improvise away from the pre-approved script? You know, like the valedictorian who decides to stick it to the man.
That's right.
When she's given the speech because she got speech A approved and speech B is what she delivers. I don't know.
Interesting.
I don't know if they're going to withhold his diploma on this or if they're going to, you know, put him back in more supervision. I don't, you know, I think it's a good question. I think it's a screwy ruling.
Yeah.
It just... on principle, nevertheless, glorifying gun violence, and if you have, you know, not that you've served your term, if you're still in supervised release, you're still right. within the parameters of the oversight of the penal system, then I get how this is sort of like ongoing evidence of whether you are or are not reformed enough to be let out or not. So I can sort of see it, you know, on condition of good behavior, and maybe certain kinds of rapping wouldn't constitute that good behavior.
News. I'm Chris Foster. Democratic Party governors are standing by President Biden after a meeting about last week's debate performance and concerns about the campaign.
The results that we've been able to see under this administration have been undeniable in all of our individual states.
Maryland Governor Wes Moore, the president and first lady, host 4th of July celebrations at the White House today. There's a hate crime murder conviction in California.
26-year-old Samuel Woodward convicted in Orange County in the 2018 fatal stabbing of his high school classmate, Blaise Bernstein. Bernstein, a 19-year-old gay Jewish student at the University of Pennsylvania, went missing while visiting family. Prosecutors allege Woodward stabbed Bernstein 28 times with a pocket knife because he was gay. The defense arguing it wasn't planned that Woodward killed Bernstein after he touched him in a sexual way.
Fox's Christian Goodwin. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning and happy 4th of July. It's 6:31 right now, 79 degrees and mostly sunny. I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio Pensacola. A North Escambia bridge was abruptly closed yesterday afternoon after it failed a state inspection. According to NorthEscambia.com, the Highway 168 bridge over Hobbs Branch, about 3/4 of a mile east of Pine Barren Road near Bratt, is expected to be closed about 90 days for repairs. That's according to Escambia County officials. The short wood bridge with a concrete deck was built way back in 65. Now Bratt Road, Bratt to Burnville is the detour for both Highway 4 and Highway 168. Drivers from 168 will also use Pine Barren Road to the west and Rains Road to the east to reach Bratt Road. Well, last night, just hours after the Highway 168 bridge was closed, an adult female driver took the 168 detour along Bratt Road when she missed a 90-degree curve, left the roadway, missed several large trees, and plunged into a deep ravine about 10:30 p.m. last night. The woman was able to exit the vehicle on her own. She refused medical transport by Escambia County EMS. The Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office is investigating a bank robbery that occurred yesterday. According to an Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office Facebook post, the bank robbery occurred about 5 p.m. yesterday at the Truist Bank on Emerald Coast Parkway in Destin. Their Facebook post said a white male handed a bank teller a note that demanded money. He was reportedly wearing a blue floral shirt, a baseball cap, and a surgical mask. He left out the front door, and nobody was apparently injured, and no weapons were displayed. The elderly woman who was shot in an Escambia County drive-by last week died from her injuries. According to Channel 3, family members identified the victim as 70-year-old Myra Hayes. Prosecutors say the charges against 19-year-olds Jacaris Etheridge and Terrence Gross Jr. have been upgraded from attempted murder to first-degree premeditated murder. That shooting happened last Monday on Aris Boulevard and led to a chase that ended at the Highway 90 bridge near Scenic Highway. Etheridge was arrested there while Gross was arrested in Texas last Thursday, trying to flee to Mexico. A third suspect, 22-year-old Trayvon Moten, died after jumping off of that bridge. Well, it's the 4th of July weekend, almost. It's Thursday anyway. Let's check that forecast for today from Channel 3.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first warning weather update. Happy 4th of July. We are going to be seeing a nice hot one today. There is a heat advisory in place with temperatures warming up near 94 degrees, feeling well into the triple digits. 40% chance of rain as we go into the afternoon, pop-up showers and thunderstorms possible. As we head into the evening, everything should clear out for fireworks with temperatures dropping near 78. For Friday, 30% chance of rain, high near 93. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center. Center.
Thanks, Brooke. Right now, let's check in with John Pickens for Traffic on the Fives. John?
Thank you. It's brought to you by ECUA Bulkway Services. Now call for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. You can learn more at ecua.fl.gov. No accidents to let you know about. Not even slowdowns. Everything is flowing smoothly. I-10, I-110, even flowing through downtown, not seeing any delays. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the Fives.
Thanks, John. Right now, 79 degrees and beautiful sunny in Pensacola, 78 in Gulf Breeze and 78 in Milton at 635. The next news is 7, breaking news anytime. I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio Pensacola, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Bad news for EV giant Tesla and their June sales of China-made cars tumbling 24% from the year before, according to data from the China Passenger Car Association. Deliveries of the U.S. automaker's China-made Model 3 and Model Y vehicles fell slightly from levels seen in May. Meanwhile, Chinese rival BYD sold just over 340,000 passenger vehicles in June, which is up 35% year over year. Americans are flocking overseas to see Taylor Swift perform the Eras Tour live, which is perhaps the most prominent recent example of so-called passion tourism, according to travel experts. Passion tourism are trips that are generally guided by personal interest, hobbies, or a cultural event. Other examples include travel for the Olympics in Paris and the Euro Cup soccer tournament currently being played in Germany. The markets are closed today for the 4th of July and will reopen tomorrow. That's Your Money Now.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI.
Get ready to tantalize your taste buds with the all-new Coke. Introducing Coke Spiced. Picture this, the refreshing taste of Coca-Cola. Now with a twist, Coke Spiced takes your favorite soda to a whole new level. So why settle for ordinary when you can experience extraordinary? Enjoy a taste of the spiced side of life with the all-new Coke Spiced. With a delicious burst of raspberry and spiced flavors, grab a bottle of the all-new Coke Spiced today and spice up your life. Coke Spiced. Taste the excitement. Feel the flavor. Available now at your nearest store.
2017. Congressman Matt Gaetz forms a close friendship with future convicted sex trafficker Joel Greenberg, who says they had a unique synergy. Greenberg reportedly uses a sugar daddy app to find college girls and pays for sex on the congressman's behalf. That's a close friendship with the real Matt Gaetz. Florida Patriots PAC paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
News Radio Pensacola. Your home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. Start your mornings off with the award-winning Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, followed by the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jake. Then, get informed and laugh from 11 till 2 with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, followed by the Guy Benson Show. Your afternoon drive is anchored by Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin, followed by Dave Ramsey. It's News Radio Pensacola, heard on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Morning, 6:38 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. You might say that breaking the law is sort of the, I don't know, it's the theme of the day, right? I mean, we did, right? It was law breaking. It was rebellion. It was treason. It was overthrow of the government. It was we place our sacred honors, right, and our lives on the line in doing all of this. Now, every year for the 4th of July, or if you prefer to call it Independence Day, I'm not going to quibble with you. I understand the sentiment. Also, because some people might say, well, I thought it was actually signed on July 2nd. Okay, sure. Yes, but let's not quibble. You know, sometimes the story is more important than the facts. That's just true. I like to read historic documents on the air because those of you who know, generally appreciate it. Those of you who don't know, like, oh, it says that? Yeah, exactly. You know, these are the kinds of things that we ought to study. So every year I like to read the Declaration of Independence on the air, and I think it's an important thing for us to remember what it actually says. Although, given the format of the show, I'm actually going to have to interrupt this for traffic on the 5. It's going to be weird. But it's okay. It's worth doing, nevertheless. So here goes. In Congress, or in Congress, if you get the joke, July 4th, 1776. Because they used to spell double S. Okay, I'm not going to explain. The unanimous declaration of the 13 United States of America. When in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence, indeed, will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes, and accordingly all experience hath shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty, to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Such has been the patient sufferance of these colonies, and such is now the necessity which constrains them to alter their former systems of government. The history of the present King of Great Britain is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states. To prove this, let facts be submitted to a candid world. He has refused his assent to laws the most wholesome and necessary for the public good. He has forbidden his governors to pass laws of immediate and pressing importance unless suspended in their operation till his assent should be obtained, and when so suspended, he has utterly neglected to attend to them. He has refused to pass other laws for the accommodation of large districts of people unless those people would relinquish the right of representation in the legislature, a right inestimable to them and formidable to tyrants only. He has called together legislative bodies at places unusual, uncomfortable, and distant from the depository of their public records for the sole purpose of fatiguing them into compliance with his measures. He has dissolved representative houses repeatedly for opposing with manly firmness his invasions on the rights of these people. He has refused for a long time after such dissolutions to cause others to be elected, whereby the legislative powers, incapable of annihilation, have returned to the people at large for their exercise, the state remaining in the meantime exposed to all the dangers of invasion from without and convulsions from within. He has endeavored to prevent the population of these states, for that purpose obstructing the laws of naturalization of foreigners, refusing to pass others to encourage their migrations hither, and raising the conditions of new appropriations of lands. He has obstructed the administration of justice by refusing his assent to laws for establishing judiciary powers. He has made judges dependent on his will alone for the tenure of their offices and the amount and payment of their salaries. He has erected a multitude of new offices and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out their substance. He has kept among us in times of peace standing armies without the consent of our legislatures. He has affected to render the military independent of and superior to the civil power. He has combined with others to subject us to a jurisdiction foreign to our Constitution and unacknowledged by our laws, giving his assent to their acts of pretended legislation. For quartering large bodies of armed troops among us. For protecting them by a mock trial from punishment for any murders which they should commit on the inhabitants of these states. For cutting off our trade with all parts of the world, for imposing taxes on us without our consent, for depriving us in many cases of the benefits of trial by jury, for transporting us beyond seas to be tried for pretended offenses, for abolishing the free system of English laws in the neighboring province, establishing therein an arbitrary government, and enlarging its boundaries so as to render it at once an example and fit instrument for introducing the same absolute rule into these colonies, for taking away our charters, abolishing our most valuable laws, and altering fundamentally our forms of governments, for suspending our own legislatures and declaring themselves invested with power to legislate for us in all cases whatsoever. He has abdicated government here by declaring us out of his protection and waging war against us. He has plundered our seas, ravaged our coasts, burnt our towns, and destroyed the lives of our people. He is at this time transporting large armies of foreign mercenaries to complete the works of death, desolation, and tyranny, already begun with circumstances of cruelty and perfidy scarcely paralleled in the most barbarous ages and totally unworthy the head of a civilized nation. He has constrained our fellow citizens, taken captive on the high seas, to bear arms against their country, to become the executioners of their friends and brethren, or to fall themselves by their hands. He has excited domestic insurrections amongst us and has endeavored to bring on the inhabitants of our frontiers, the merciless Indian savages whose known rule of warfare is an undistinguished destruction of all ages, sexes, and conditions. In every stage of these oppressions, we have petitioned for redress in the most humble terms. Our repeated petitions have been answered only by repeated injury. A prince whose character is thus marked by every act which may define a tyrant is unfit to be the ruler of a free people. Nor have we been wanting in attentions to our British brethren. We have warned them from time to time of attempts by their legislature to extend an unwarrantable jurisdiction over us. We have reminded them of the circumstances of our emigration and settlement here. We have appealed to their native justice and magnanimity. And we have conjured them by the ties of our common kindred to disavow these usurpations, which would inevitably interrupt our connections and correspondence. They, too, have been deaf to the voice of justice and of consanguinity. We must therefore acquiesce in the necessity which denounces our separation and hold them, as we hold the rest of mankind, enemies in war, in peace, friends. We, therefore, the representatives of the United States of America and General Congress assembled, appealing to the Supreme Judge of the world for the rectitude of our intentions, do in the name and by authority of the good people of these colonies, solemnly publish and declare that these United Colonies are and of right ought to be free and independent states, that they are absolved from all allegiance to the British Crown, and that all political connection between them and the state of Great Britain is and ought to be totally dissolved, and that as free and independent states, they have full power to levy war, conclude peace, contract alliances, establish commerce, and to do all other acts and things which independent states may have right do. And for the support of this declaration, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. I just wanted to say amen at the end of that.
Traffic, enough, yeah.
No accidents to let you know about. I-10, I-110 flowing very smoothly. Seeing a small delay in the southbound lanes of 9 Mile and Highway 29. Just a little delay there should slow you down, but other than that, things are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
It's interesting you say that, John, the amen, because if you've, and you, most of you probably have not ever done this, but it's very interesting to read the sermons that were preached around the time of the Revolution.
Yes. Yeah.
Because you had Christians on both sides of this issue. Mm-hmm. You know, you had Christians loyal to the crown preaching from Romans 13, the duty of submission to authority under the law. You know, Paul's writing the epistle to the Romans under Roman law, which was not good law, not supportive of religious freedom, did not support the, you know, this is 300 years before Constantine. So this is, you know, long before there was any allowance of open practicing of Christianity. Of course, the early Christians were most of all martyred, right? So he's in Romans 13 preaching submission to a completely unjust authority. Other pastors at the time of the Revolution were preaching not only the right of, but the duty of revolution against the unjust law of the British monarch because of Romans 13. Like, it was a very interesting thing to see how they variously interpreted this biblical passage and many others related to submission to authority. So it's interesting you say the amen because, you know, people have this idea, like, you know, in America, politics is supposed to be separated from religion, and pastors who talk about politics are doing something wrong. Dude,
right.
You should read history a little bit more. Pastors preached a lot about revolution. It was the topic of the day, the abuses, and as the Declaration uses three times, usurpations. A usurpation just means that you illegitimately take over from somebody a responsibility that they're supposed to have. You know, to usurp is to take something from somebody else that doesn't belong to you, typically in terms of authority and power. So, yeah, there was a live controversy within the Christian churches whether revolution was appropriate or completely unacceptable for the Christian. But it was very much a religious issue at the time. So when there, you know, this weird modern only in the last like 40 years notion that somehow America was founded in an irreligious environment where people were all deists and didn't really believe in an active God or a Christian God. I mean, man, it is only people who have not studied history which would ever be susceptible to being told that lie. And it's amazing that that is the lie that gets perpetrated. I mean, they all had various beliefs, but you know, belief in God, belief in an active God, belief in various denominations of Christianity. Even the colonies were, many of them, official denominations, like Quakerism, or in Maryland, Maryland is Catholicism. I mean, again, the stuff that kids today get taught about our history is unbelievably misguided. So, yeah, the thing I always mention about this declaration that to me is so important is what they were doing was laying out the case for revolution. I mean, that's obvious, right? And they were saying that, you know, we all know the theory about political authority and here's the individual until given away to the state. That's kind of the idea of the state of nature. You are on your own until you contract away, the social contract theory, or that authority for government flows from the consent of the governed, which I think you could have a pretty robust biblical conversation about that. Does, you know, God institute governments or does man institute governments, and from whom do they get their authority? I mean, there's good conversations about all this. But here's the thing that they made the clearest point about. Is you can't just revolt quickly. You have to engage in conversation. You have to justify. You have to put up with bad government for a long time. If you have a duty of submission to government, it doesn't make any sense to say it's submission to good government, of course. It's submission to bad government or illegitimate government or to obey your parents when they're wrong. I mean, all of these things, it's no meaning if you only have to obey your parents when they're right. So the Declaration was a recognition that governments have authority even when they're wrong, even when they're misguided. But at a certain point, they're so wrong that they lose that authority. Here's the evidence that the British monarch has lost that authority, and therefore we're justified in this revolution. Please not only don't judge us wrong for this rebellion, please judge us right and justified and support us. And it was kind of the reason they sent this out, maybe the first American fundraising letter, if you want to think about it that way. Come support us. We are in the right. 651 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. If on this 4th of July you're thinking about a change in home ownership to buy or to sell, Christina Leavenworth is fantastic at this. She and her team at Leavenworth Realty sold 175 homes last year. You want to ask an expert. You want to get good guidance. What's the market doing? What's it going to do in the future or the short-term future? You know, how are interest rates changing? How is this recent lawsuit regarding the fees for insurance agents, you know, or for realtors, how does that change things? Well, ask. You know, it's not my business to know it. It's her business to know it. And she's really, really good at this stuff. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, 723-9158.
Pensacola Christian Academy is the area's premier kindergarten learning program. Why? Because in a fun, safe environment, even four-year-olds learn to read, beginning with letters and sounds, progressing to reading words, sentences, and stories. And the best part? If your child attends K-4 and K-5 at Pensacola Christian Academy, you'll get first grade tuition free. Spots are filling quickly, so go to enrollpca.com to register now.
Visit Prim and Proper, the premier destination for unique gifts in Gulf Breeze, specializing in adding that extra touch of thoughtfulness to any occasion with expert engraving services. From elegant monograms to heartfelt messages, they bring visions to life. With a wide selection of gifts for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and more, there's something perfect for everyone. Prim and Proper also excels in corporate, employee, and client gifts that leave lasting impressions. Visit them online at primandproper.com.
You're cleared for takeoff at the National Naval Aviation Museum. From thrilling hands-on experiences to historical insights, the National Naval Aviation Museum is where dreams take flight. Go Mach Speed in a flight simulator. Let inspiration soar among the 150 beautifully restored aircraft. Escape to the giant screen theater and cap off your day at the flight deck store. Whether it's a day to dream, be inspired, or remember history, experience the National Naval Aviation Museum. Visit navalaviationmuseum.org to plan your visit today.
You're a storyteller, negotiator, artist, innovator,
Whatever your passion, whatever your skills, behind the scenes or in front, you belong here. A career in broadcast media. Local radio and TV stations in every town and city need someone like you. So do what you love and bring your talent to life. Your passion, your skills, your career. You belong here. Learn more at youbelonghere.media.
Wrap up your day with all of the national, state, local sports and entertainment news with Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud. First sign a youngster's going wrong, you got to nip it in the bud.
Let me see those hands in the air. Hell on the high. Hey, everybody jump.
You know, it's interesting. Somebody texted in after I read the Declaration of Independence. Thank you for reading that many gave up their lives and their fortunes. That's a great reminder. You know, I was talking about the Bible and the apostles and the relationship of the theology of the Christian church to the Revolution and the Declaration and the preaching that happened on both sides of this issue at the time of the Revolution. And it is worth noting that much like the apostles, you know, many of them sacrificed their lives for the faith. Many people sacrificed their lives for this country, including signers of the Declaration, you know, many of whom fought in the war, many were killed in the war. And, you know, this was not an easy thing. We know this, but we still need to be reminded of it, right? The freedom we all enjoy, as they say so many times, was not free to protect and to create in the first place. 6:55, John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now, but we are seeing some delays on Fairfield and North L Street going all the way to the lights at Fairfield and Pace Boulevard. Sorry. I
love watching you. You had to see. He turns his head sideways because on the Google Maps, you kind of, it's just, I know exactly what you're doing. You're like, that's Pace Boulevard.
I love it. Just a little minor slowdown at that intersection.
Would you say at Pace and Palafox? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. That's that construction for the off ramp turn lane that it's now been converted to the stoplight. Everything's at the stoplight now. So the kind of the old way when you're going south on Palafox and you'd kind of bend off to the right to go down Pace like on a highway off ramp, that's closed now. So you go left and then you turn right at the light is kind of how that works. It's a 90-90-90 intersection now instead of the weird angles that it had before. So,
oh, okay. Yeah. Hey, that's I didn't know that.
And it's going to be, I think if I remember from the plans, it's going to be a green space. The area between Massachusetts and Palafox it's kind of an empty space right now, but I think in the long run it's actually going to be a green space if I remember correctly. So anyway, were you done with traffic?
Yeah.
No.
That's information I didn't know.
657 News Radio Pensacola. We got Steve in with in for David this morning with our headline. Steve.
Well, good morning. Hurricane Beryl has now weakened to a Category 3 storm. The National Hurricane Center says the storm has winds of about 125 miles an hour. It's moving away from Jamaica and has killed at least 8 people so far. The hurricane right now is about 100 miles southeast of the Cayman Islands and is expected to create some dangerous storm surges while it sweeps past those islands later on today.
Yeah, I think I saw that the damage to the homes was above 90%.
Yes.
90% have either been destroyed or damaged.
The pictures are remarkable.
Yeah, it's
a reminder
bad.
That we should be ready because who knows what's going to happen for the rest of the hurricane season in our area.
Right.
But here's something remarkable. A recent Gallup poll taken just ahead of the July 4th holiday reveals fewer people are proud to be American compared to a decade ago. According to Gallup, about 67% of people are extremely proud or proud to be an American. Another 18% of people say they're moderately proud. Between about 2001 and 2016, that figure ranged from 81% to 91%. However, here's a little good news. This year's number is higher than the 2020 figures, where a record low 63% of people were proud to be American. So I don't know what happened to the other people. But
oh my God.
63%. Wow.
Yeah, it's sad stuff. Steve, thank you so much for the update. It's very discouraging to think about something like that. I have lots of stuff to say about that and not enough time to do it. Let's do future news since it's the end of the hour. First thing is the Escambia schools are at the receiving end of a couple of lawsuits to put the books back in that they have taken out, including Entangle Makes 3 and several other books as well. Not the ones that have graphic depiction of sexuality in them, but other ones that have been censored on the basis of sexual viewpoint. mm-hmm. right, you might say. Are those books going to be back in the school libraries or not back in the school libraries at the end of the day?
Yes.
I think they are going to be back in the school library. Yeah, I don't want them to be particularly, but I, you know,
yeah,
this is going to be where this case goes, I suspect. is the interview on ABC supposed to air on Sunday that's being taped tomorrow with George Stephanopoulos and Joe Biden? Are we going to get to see the full raw video from that interview?
No, sir. No,
sir. ABC News doesn't publish the full raw video, they are complicit in a cover-up and in a lie about who the president is and what his capabilities are. That's just
listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM.